Hello and welcome to Finch Shorts Daily. In today's episode, we tell you about how Amazon has been trying to get insider information about its rivals such as Flipkart and Walmart. Before we start today's episode, we have a question for you. Do you want to be the one writing and editing the Finch Shorts content that goes into our podcasts and our newsletters? Well, we might have a role for you that involves leading content initiatives on this front. If you have a background in finance or economics or narrative skills to transform dry financial data into engaging stories, then please apply using the link in the description below. Now, on to today's episode. Amazon might have landed in hot soup. Last week, the Wall Street Journal published an investigative report which claims that the e-commerce behemoth was spying on its rivals. How, you ask? Well, let us tell you how spying works in the corporate world. Say, you're running a brand selling sneakers in India. You've studied shoe design and manufacturing, and to get a pulse of the market, you often conduct surveys to understand what customers are looking for. But occasionally, you will also assess how your prospective rivals are doing. You will browse through their website and see the listings and prices. You will pop into the stores to evaluate the customer buying experience. If they launch a new pair of sneakers that are flying off the shelves, you will buy it too and maybe tear it apart to figure out what the secret sauce is. If you grow to a large size, you might have set up a team dedicated to doing just this. You might call it the benchmarking team. It's all part of market research, or what the industry would call competitive intelligence. And there's nothing wrong with it. You could call it spying, but you're simply using public data to stay one step ahead of your competitors. It's not illegal. But you know when it becomes a problem? When you see a rival put up a post saying they're hiring senior personnel and you recruit someone to work as your spy. Yes, you will ask them to apply for the role and cross your fingers in the hope that they will get selected. If all goes to plan, you then have a mole in the company, which is your rival, whom you can use to get access to documents detailing secret projects and internal strategies, and then feed you this information on the sly. That's spying. That's corporate espionage. And that's illegal. So what did Amazon do? Okay, in 2015, Amazon was tweaking its business model. It was focusing more on getting third-party sellers to sell their wares on the platform. It was doubling down on its logistics and delivery fleet. And it had an internal benchmarking team that was tasked to get a sense of what its rivals were up to and help Amazon sort of copy tactics. But rather than simply talk to people or comb through earnings reports, the team had another idea. They wanted to set up a company called Big River Services International. Think of it as a seller that would sell a bunch of eclectic stuff, shoes, beach chairs, and Marvel t-shirts. And Big River would list as a seller on rival e-commerce marketplaces such as Flipkart. On Flipkart, it sold wooden home decor stuff under the brand Crimson Knot. And this would give them an insider's view to figure out pricing algorithms, how shipping and logistics worked, and even payment methods. The Big River team would then pass on the information to Amazon's benchmarking team, who could then tell leadership how to better Amazon's own services. On the face of it, that doesn't seem too bad. And Amazon believes its rivals do the same thing too. But the problem, as per some lawyers, is that if you misrepresent who you are just to get trade secrets, you can be taken to court. Did Amazon do that? Well, as per WSJ, team members attended their rivals' seller conferences and met with competitors identifying themselves only as employees of Big River Services instead of disclosing that they worked for Amazon. One of those rivals was eBay, which apparently held a conference to give sellers on its platform some exclusive information. Now, what WSJ or the Wall Street Journal doesn't specify is if those teams were directly from Amazon posing at Big River, or whether they actually worked at Big River. If it's the former, it's misrepresentation. If it's the latter, a lawyer would argue it's not a problem. But wait, Amazon apparently did assign two email addresses to a lot of folks working at Big River. One which was a non-Amazon one for external communication and one linked to Amazon so that they could email folks internally without a problem. That seems a little suspect and it makes it sound like Amazon was using moles, right? And guess what? When the Blue River folks created reports that they wanted top Amazon executives to see, they didn't email them. Rather, they printed it out and handed it over. And you know that quite often when people try circumventing the regular digital trail, they're up to something dubious. Maybe what makes the whole thing worse is that Amazon even seems to have had a ready reckoner on how to react in case the news of Big River even became public. It was a crisis management tool that was ready to use. Why would you need a pre-planned response if you didn't think you were operating in a legal gray area? And this isn't the first time Amazon's corporate espionage tactics have been questioned this year. A couple of weeks ago, Wall Street Journal published a separate story adapted from a book that will be published today, which is the 23rd of April. And it talks about the time from a few years ago when Amazon wanted to launch its own food brand. So it hired an employee from a really popular department store called Trader Joe's. And it didn't tell her what her project at Amazon would be. It was only when she got to Amazon that she figured that they wanted her to spill the Trader Joe's trade secrets. Amazon wanted to know which food items sold well and even the margins on the products. Now, Amazon did fire the folks involved in resorting to these tactics, so that's a good thing. But it just goes to show that this probably won't be the last time that we're hearing the words corporate espionage and Amazon in the same breath. Thank you for listening to today's episode. And if you want to share your feedback or suggestions, do drop us an email to hi@finshots.in. Until next time.